Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, September 14th, 2009, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. Over the next 2 weeks, and in both of my podcast series on Mondays and Wednesdays, I will be featuring two absolutely amazing women. Both of these very talented women are taking a lead role in helping change our society's perception of female sexuality and the gift of physical beauty. And each is doing it from what might, at first glance, appear to be the polar opposite of the other. I love my work. You'll just have to tune in on both Mondays and Wednesdays to see what I mean. Today, I have the honor of introducing you to an exquisite photographer from Ontario, Canada. We scrutinize the erotic mind of Leanne Bell. She, along with her equally talented husband, Dwayne, take photography of women to a new level of simplicity and sophistication. They unabashedly celebrate female physical beauty in the most extraordinary and riveting way. It's as if they dress their models in nudity. You don't want to miss a moment of this intriguing conversation. And for more of Leanne's thoughts and vision, I encourage you to visit her website, bodyinmind.com. And from there, you'll be able to link through to her other sites, including the thought-provoking superbeauty.org.
I want a twat kiss, and I want it now. Please?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that after the show. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You will find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video On Demand tab. The video library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. How sweet is that? Okay, on with the show. Leanne, welcome to Dr. Dick's Sex Advice, and thank you for joining us. I'm so stoked that we could make this time to be together. And I am ready to plumb the depths of your amazing erotic mind. Would you like to say hello to the nice people?
Hi, everybody.
I love your website, bodyinmind.com. It's so unique. There are, of course, stunning nudes shot in the most delectable way, but there's so much more. There is a wholesomeness and a completeness to your depictions of the nudes and near nudes that you shoot that a lot of other sites that feature such photography don't seem to have. I assume that you agree with me on that, right?
Yes. That's not, certainly what you've picked up on is not an accident. My husband and myself do this site with this specific kind of beauty photography in mind. Mm-hmm. We focus on a kind of a wholesome approach to female beauty and sexuality, and so that's what you're going to see on our site and in our art and in our writing and everything that has to do with our aesthetic sense.
Right.
We call it kind of a pro-value approach to beauty. It's not very common out there, but I think it's actually very popular.
Yes,
so
I agree. It is uncommon. And I often have a sense that even people who seem to be going out of their way to create really delectable images of naked women, there seems to be an exploitation there. One cannot look at that and just feel like something is missing in terms of the wholesomeness. But maybe that's just what's going on in my mind.
Well, no, I think you've picked up on something for sure. This is one of the main criticisms of this field, is that it's exploitative of women, or it's unfair to women, and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. As a woman photographer, I certainly am aware of this. This is not news to me. Mm-hmm. But I always defend it from the point of view that I wouldn't do this as a career if I felt I was exploiting my
right.
fellow women. It's
mm-hmm.
just not something that I would be part of, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of time to think about this and try to understand where people are coming from. And I think that the thing I keep coming back to over and over again is that the women that I photograph are powerful, self-possessed, intelligent, brave individuals who know their value. They know that they're beautiful women. They know that they have this power to create these beautiful images and that people really want to look at them. They have something that's
right.
worth looking at.
Right.
And there is not a single shred of exploitation involved. These women
or
are
shame
in...
either.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They know perfectly well that nothing like that is on our mind when we're taking pictures of them, and we don't have that in anything we do with them. There is no feeling that we try to impart about that at all with
right.
them. And so they're from the very beginning, from the minute they walk into our studio to when it's actually posted on our site, the whole process is done with respect in mind and admiration and attention to detail and focus
right.
on beauty. And so it's a very positive experience for everyone, and they come away feeling more empowered and feeling more like, this is a good thing that I've done. This
yes.
is not, there's nothing wrong with what I've done.
Yes. Yes. I want to get to the issue of you being a woman shooting women, but first I want to go back to something that I was thinking about as I was looking at your site. I was thinking to myself that your images are not only eye candy, but they are mind candy, because one can read. I mean, it's not just a story that you're telling in your photography, but again, there's a wholeness there. There's an actual person. There's not just parts. You know,
right.
beautiful parts, mind you,
right.
but there seems to be a whole person there. And just what you said a moment ago about you're working with, full-fledged women who have a sense of worth and self-confidence, and I think that really comes through.
Well, we try to, we aim for that as well. On our site, you will... I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to go back through some of my galleries, but I don't think you will ever see a picture that is just an isolated body part
yeah.
on our site, no
yeah.
matter how beautiful it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
We photograph the whole woman. We
yeah.
never cut off her face. We never cut off her. We never disembody her the
right.
way some sites do.
It's true. That is absolutely true. You wrote something that I thought was really intriguing. You said, since 1997, Body in Mind has created super beautiful images of women by adding the glow of morality and the mind of the female nude. The resulting nude photos are more powerful than porn and more uplifting than art. We call them super nudes. Our idea of mixing nudity and moral values, nudes, with a wholesome twist is everywhere now, but BIM is simply the most tasteful, thoughtful, and influential nude website online. First of
yes.
all, congratulations on your longevity. 12 years on the net is like freaking forever in cyber years.
Yes, that's true.
And for some people, the notion of nudity and moral values are mutually exclusive. You clearly think otherwise. How do you put these two things together?
Well, it's basically what we've already discussed. When you set out to intentionally make that connection, and you defy the viewer with the pure beauty of what you're doing, it's almost as if you're getting your models and your photography to challenge those preconceptions
right.
in your viewer. When you take a really beautiful girl in a gorgeous setting, and you give her a lot of attention to detail, like her hair and her makeup and her jewelry and her wardrobe, and it's beautiful photography, and you have her looking directly at the camera and she's smiling as if she's in an Ivory soap commercial,
uh-huh.
and then you notice that she has no top on, you know, that you you're making the reader, or the viewer, I should say, look at that and question any kind of prejudices they might have, because up until that point, they're thinking, oh, this is a great picture. This could be on a you know, into my magazine or on a billboard or
right.
something like that. And then you see the nudity.
Right.
And we're making the viewer look at that and say, why did I suddenly stop feeling what I did about this just because I saw that she had no top on,
mm-hmm.
or because she's nude, or whatever the case may be? Why does that change? And should it change? And these are the kind of questions that we want people to start asking themselves. Why does the fact that this person is showing more than you might normally see, why does that suddenly change her value or her morality in people's minds? And we believe it doesn't change at all. In fact, we believe that she's actually more moral for doing that, because she's being brave and she's being confident in herself. She's showing that she has a value in her beauty and she's not afraid to use it. These are all moral characteristics as far as we're concerned. So
yeah.
So we like to sort of get this out there as a challenging thing as well as a pleasant thing to look at.
Right. And you raise an interesting point, because I think that people in our culture are conditioned to experience a prurient interest when we see nudity of any sort.
Yeah.
Male, female, accidental nudity, purposeful nudity.
Yes.
That simply is not the case. I mean, there are people who live their entire, one of their parts of their life is a nudist lifestyle, and there's no purience there at all. I mean, it's a celebration of the human body. But, for the casual observer, it's like always and forever, something to be ashamed of or something to be titillated by, but that's not necessarily the case.
No, and in fact, I would say that in my experience, the you're more likely to find titillation or pictures for the purposes of titillation in some of the men's magazines like Maxim,
right.
things like that, where the girls are dressed in a certain way. They are posing in what I would consider, sexually provocative ways.
Yes.
They're pouting, their fingers are in their mouth, they're making some kind of overtly sexual stance, and yet they're
at
fully
least
clothed.
From a male point of view, this is male directed
right.
sexuality.
Precisely. Right.
Good. Yes.
Because and
women wouldn't do that necessarily to each other.
No, I know. That's one of the things that women actually laugh about, is that it's very clearly meant for men. But
but
that's the thing. You can buy these things at the corner store, even though I think they're way more sexually provocative than some tasteful nude photography would be. And yet that's considered acceptable. And there are models who will refuse to pose nude, out of, I guess, their own sense of morality, and yet they have no problem posing for pictures in kind of pseudo-lesbian embraces with
yes.
other women,
yes.
In all kinds of sexually suggestive poses, but because mm-hmm. they're not nude, they somehow that doesn't cross a line for them. And and I think it's actually, I would be much happier to pose nude than to be put in some sort of situation like some of these models put
yeah.
themselves in, some of these
yeah.
ridiculous get-ups they get into
yeah.
and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there is a problem that we have in our society
yeah.
with, and I think it's kind of infantile, actually, sort of associating nudity with sex
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's a whole other issue as to whether we should even be considering sex bad to begin with, but
yeah.
putting that aside for a minute, you should not always associate nudity with sex. It leads to so many problems, and it is a huge hurdle that we have to overcome, and I try to overcome that a little bit with what I do, because
yeah.
I want people to see that you can have a very wholesome, very moral view of nudity as well as beauty, and mix it all together.
Right, and it really does show. I mean, I'm just so grateful that I was able to go through as many of the images that I saw on your site as possible, and not one of them had dancer heels on, and no one
right.
had pigtails, and nobody
right.
had little Catholic school girl outfits, and
right.
I was like, oh, thank
right.
God.
So it's very difficult to get people to not do that kind of thing, believe it or not. So we work really hard.
Yeah, which is, again, something that I want to get to in a minute. But I was just going to ask, is it difficult wedding these two concepts, morality and nudity? And does your audience appreciate your efforts?
It's not difficult for us. My husband and I both have the same sensibility when it comes to this kind of thing. We shoot together as photographers, and we both seem to understand exactly the same. We're looking for the same thing. Mm-hmm. The only time that it gets difficult is sometimes the models don't understand what we want, and sometimes they think that they don't quite get it. They don't quite understand why we want them to just smile or just be pretty. They think they should be posing in a certain way. Right. But generally speaking, it's not difficult at all. It's the way it should be as far as we're concerned. And we have a very healthy, you know, viewership that has been with us for a long time that really appreciate what we do, because they don't want the kind of ubiquitous porn that's out there. They don't want the sort of overblown images that they can find in other places, and they love what we do.
Yeah. It's funny that you brought up, you know, how the models themselves respond. You know, once their clothes come off, they also are conditioned into, you know, a set of behaviors of, you know, this is how I've done it before for other photographers, or this is how I've done it before in, you know, other sexually explicit media, and so they're conditioned right along with the audience in thinking that this is how they're supposed to behave when their clothes come off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's funny because when I was shooting a lot of porn with my video production company, Daddy O Productions, I had the damnedest time, you know, working with a lot of the performers who had, you know, had a history of working in porn. I loved working with them because, you know, they were professionals and, you know, they knew how to behave and act, and, you know, I could count on their, you know, their sexual power and everything like that. But when I wanted them to act just like a normal person and not like a porn star, they didn't understand that.
Right, they don't understand.
They just like, oh, well, what do you mean? What do you mean?
So yeah, I know. They don't get it. And it's also true for me as well as a woman photographer. I think a lot of the models are used to interacting with male photographers in a certain way.
Seductively, no doubt.
Yes, very seductively. And they're flummoxed by me because it doesn't work on me. Whatever they're doing, I just stand there and look at them and say, no, I don't want that. And they just don't understand because it doesn't make any sense to them. Yeah. So it makes them have to reevaluate, well, what is it you're trying to do here? And that's when, sometimes that's the best time to get through to them and say, you know, I just want you to be pretty. I just want you to be beautiful. I want you to be, you know, a sensual, beautiful, you know, mature woman. I want you to show me that you're in control of your own beauty and you're aware of it, and show me how beautiful you are.
And you can get some of the most You don't have to
exactly.
discount it or
that's right. I don't want them to hide it. I don't want them to, you know, intentionally not be that way. But instead of focusing on it, instead of that's, you know, reducing themselves to that's what their entire being is about, which unfortunately is what a lot of erotic photographers do.
Right.
They make the woman look as if her entire being is devoted to being in sexual ecstasy kind of thing. And
and
I would rather portray a woman as this is one of a multifaceted type of, you know, personality that she is. This is part of her, and it's an important part of her, but there's a whole woman there, and let's explore that as well.
And to accent that, you go out of your way to pose your women in everyday environments, you know, a restaurant, you know, on the street, you know, at the beach, and whatever. I think that was absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. I mean, again, because one would, you know, has to take a second look at that and go, well, of course that's very erotic, at least from my point of view. That's an erotic picture, but you know, it's also charming and it's sweet and it's wonderful, and it really places female beauty in the context of human life, which just makes all the difference in the world.
This is the idea. I have to give my husband, Dwayne, credit for this, because I probably would have continued to be just a photographer doing pretty nudes if it wasn't for his ideas on the subject. And he's given a lot of thought to female beauty and its place in the world and society. And I think the purpose of these photos, not only because they're fun and they're fascinating photos in and of themselves, but it sort of shows that this is what the world could look like if we didn't have such a hang up about female beauty.
Mm-hmm.
If women were allowed to just, you know, decorate themselves or dress themselves allowing more of their beauty to come through rather than trying to hide every square inch of their, you know, their naughty bits, to use the vernacular kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that this would be, imagine if this was the way the world was, and to show that, you know, the world wouldn't come to an end. It would actually just be a very pleasant, lovely thing. And this is kind of the purpose of art, is to show you the way the world could be, maybe not necessarily the way it is. We're not suggesting that you could, you know, necessarily have a girl walking down the street without her clothes on, kind of thing. But what if you did live in a world where she could? Wouldn't that be wonderful? This is what it would look like. This would be an amazing thing. And in fact, we're quite lucky, because where we live in the province of Ontario in Canada, toplessness for women is actually legal.
Is that right? Time to move to Canada.
Exactly. Come on up, boys. there was a pretty significant court ruling about 10 or 12 years ago now, where a woman challenged the court because she said, why shouldn't I be allowed to, on a hot day, why shouldn't I be allowed to be outside with my top off just like a man?
Right.
And the judge agreed, and ever since, it's been legal.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's how we also do a lot of filming in that setting, that we know that our models are free to be topless outside, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you know, I was just thinking that... It's much more erotic, or much more sexually charged. I'm going to change that from erotic to sexually charged, to see a woman in a plunging neckline, you know, with a very daring cleavage, you know, strutting her stuff on like the red carpet for a Hollywood premiere, for example, and as opposed to seeing someone, you know, posed fully topless, you know, in a restaurant setting.
Yes.
I mean,
the
purience again is gone, and it just seems so natural, where the other is really titillating, and the whole idea is to draw attention. Hey, have you noticed my tits?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Which is why it's so ironic that they make such a fuss. I don't get it sometimes.
It is so ironic. It's so ironic, because when you see the photographs of the women that you shoot, you know, nobody's saying, hey, did you notice her tits?
No, exactly.
Mean, it's a part of a whole. I mean,
it's just an organic part of the picture, exactly.
Right.
It's almost like she's dressed in nudity. She's dressed,
exactly,
you know?
That. That's a brilliant way of putting it.
Well, thank you.
Really brilliant.
That's what we aim for.
So how did your site and your photography come about?
Well, I was interested in photography before I met my husband. We've been together for nearly 11 years now, and he had an interest in photography and art. He's an artist and a philosopher in this area, and a writer, and very multi-talented. And he introduced me to this concept, and I found it intriguing when I first met him, because as most women do, we have various... ideas about beauty and its place in the world, and what it means for women. And we sort of developed this together, in the sense that I heard what he was saying, and I found I couldn't disagree with anything that he was saying. He was very consistent in maintaining that beauty is just a nice thing. It's not something that we have to vilify. It's not something that is, you know, women should not feel that they are being judged as people when they are being judged for their beauty or lack of it. It's just another skill that you might have, or a talent you might have. You know, and that people shouldn't feel that it's that we shouldn't have. I mean, you hear this from time to time, that we shouldn't have posters or billboards of beautiful women because it makes other women feel bad and that sort of thing. And you know, there's analogies you can make. Like, imagine if we couldn't listen to singers on the radio because it makes people who can't sing feel bad. You know, like it's really, when you think about it, it's pretty ridiculous. You know, it's like, why can't we just appreciate that some people have a gift in this area, and this is your gift? If you happen to have a booming body and you're gorgeous, that's your gift. I mean, that's, you know, like it's no different than being like a hockey player. Some people say, well, you know, beauty doesn't last, and you've only got a very short career as a model. Well, so do hockey players, and yet no one says that, you know, we shouldn't appreciate athletic ability in someone because they won't be athletes forever. You know, that sort of thing. So. This sort of developed over the last 10 years in sort of trying to bring this out to the world and let the world know that it would just be a much nicer place if we could all just appreciate beauty and admire it, because we all do, whether we want to admit it or not, and instead of worrying about it so much. And another thing, too, that I thought was interesting was that he would often say, People often downplay beauty and say it's not important, it's not significant. But for something that is supposedly not significant, there's an awful lot of talk about it. There's an awful lot of interest in it. There's an awful lot of stuff written on it. There's an awful lot of books written on it for something supposedly so insignificant. So we decided that we're going to just barrel forward with our view of, you know, let's get this out there and say beautiful women in particular are, you know, a wonderful thing, and let's just get let's make as much beauty as we can,
right,
and get it out there, and hopefully maybe changing people's minds about allowing them the freedom to just enjoy it without feeling like they're doing something wrong or they're hurting women or they're, you know, any of the negatives that you've heard. And so we've been going strong for more than 10 years.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about as I was looking at your stuff is that truly, true beauty, female beauty in this instance, you know, that's a humbling kind of thing. I mean, you know, and I think that's what you are suggesting in your photography. I mean, it is beautiful and it is a transient, but it's a humbling thing. It keeps people honest, and you know, I mean, the women who are as stunningly beautiful as they are, I mean, they was a gift. It was a
yes.
genetic gift, or
yes.
a gift from God, or you know,
yes.
whatever it is. And it is transitory. It's going to be here today and gone at some other kind of at another point in time. And that reminded me of some of the things that I was experiencing when we were shooting at Daddy-O Productions. And you know, like I would encounter you know one of our models, and you know he was very attractive, you know, very buff and very handsome in the face, or he had a big dick, and you know some of my performers behaved like toward their dick like if they had studied really hard and got an A on an exam. And I kept saying to them, I said, you know, it's a genetic anomaly. You have
yes.
the you know you can be proud of it. You can have, you know, a sense of pride, and you know you can have joy about it, but you didn't do anything to
right.
To nurture it. I mean, you didn't
right.
It's just there. And so have a sense of humility, and I'll bet you that it's going to come across in a, you know, you'll be much more attractive if you do.
Yes, I think it's just that this again is one of the criticisms we hear, is that beauty is not something you do anything about. You just have it, or you know, you didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But by the same token, you didn't, you know, intelligence is something you're born with,
exactly.
or the ability to play the piano is something that
right.
some people seem to have as a gift more than others, or
mm-hmm.
athletic ability.
Exactly.
So pretty much any value or talent that people have is
mm-hmm.
generally considered to be something that they are gifted with.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they develop it, just
mm-hmm.
like some beautiful people actually develop their beauty further
mm-hmm.
by exercise or even plastic surgery or
right.
whatever it is
right.
that they feel they need to do
right.
to enhance their beauty. Maybe they take extraordinary care of themselves, more so than other people do, or whatever the case
mm-hmm.
may be. But that's no different than someone who develops their intelligence or develops their skill in a certain
yes.
area and pursues school for years to get a higher degree
exactly.
or... you know, or practices, you know, practices basketball until they're good enough for the NBA. You know, like these kinds of things. It's all the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really say in one area that you admire someone's intelligence,
mm-hmm.
But then that you don't think that their beauty is something that they can be proud of. You
right.
know, it's
exactly.
that's definitely a criticism we hear a lot, and we want to put that to rest too. That it's
yeah.
a talent and a gift. Just like any other, and people can develop it or not. And even if you just fall out of bed looking gorgeous, well, there are some people wake up knowing how to do, you know, Fermat's theorem. You know what I mean? There's
that's
some
right.
people that are just
yes.
gifted.
Right. And you know, to denigrate, you know, one gift and lionize another, like you know, beauty as opposed to sports. Acumen. I mean, that just does no one a service. Doesn't seem to
right.
be.
I think it actually confuses girls, if anything. A lot of people say that the beauty industry is harmful to girls. I don't think it is. I think what's harmful to young girls is the confusing messages that they get. On the one hand, you know, they're told that they shouldn't want to be beautiful, and that it's, you know, that they this is not a good thing. Generally in our society, beauty is pretty looked down upon. But on the other hand, people like beauty, and
mm-hmm.
some,
and it's,
you know,
rewarded.
It is rewarded.
Let's face it.
It is. So it's confusing because young girls and young women, they don't really know what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They don't know how beautiful they're supposed to be. Is it, do they go too far the one way or the other? Do they, you know, if they're not attractive enough, they're vilified. If they're too attractive, they're vilified. It's a difficult thing. If we could just admit that beauty is a value and let whoever has it, you know, revel in it as much as she can, and people who don't have it, let them revel in whatever talents they have, then I think everybody would be a lot healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see that sometimes in my private practice. Beautiful young women who are doing dangerously dangerous things to themselves because they want to disrupt this beautiful thing that is happening inside them, and
yes.
It's tragic. I mean, it's tragic. Eating disorders or you know, scarring themselves, or you know, one woman that I worked with would pluck her hair or pluck her eyebrows or excuse me, her eyelashes, and she had glorious eyelashes, but you know, I mean, this was not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way of really hurting herself, you know, for being in this beautiful body, which
yes.
she had no control over one way or the other. It's really a tragedy.
Well, our society, there's probably little that's more hated in our society than beautiful women.
Yes.
If you really look at it and if you're really paying attention, you'll see that that's true, that
it's
there
so
is
true.
No, there's no end to the kind of hatred that's out there
yeah.
for women who are beautiful, even if they're not, I would say, like in quote-unquote trying to be beautiful,
yes.
even if... Just the fact that they are often targeted, and anything that represents that kind of beauty. I mean, the fact that a momentary flash of Janet Jackson's nipple on television was enough to bring down the entire Western civilization is just, you can tell there's something really wrong here when,
yeah.
you know, we have no problem with any other kind of, you know, with graphic images from Iraq, for example,
yes.
or, you know, violence on television and all kinds of hateful things. I mean, the average episode of CSI is enough to make your stomach turn, and
sure.
yet, you know, the thing that we are focused on as a society is the fact that you momentarily saw, you know, a portion of this woman's anatomy for
right.
a second kind of thing, and there's, you know, $250,000 fines here and all this sort of thing.
I know,
so
crazy.
it's not a good thing to be in our society is beautiful, and we're trying to change that.
Right. Well, listen, I have so many more questions that I need to ask you particularly in terms of what it's like for a woman, you know, to shoot women. But our time is up for today. Can I invite you back for next week?
Absolutely.
Oh, yay. Yes. Oh, excellent. Thank you. But before we go, could you give us your website address and walk us around a bit and let us know
Certainly.
What we can find there?
Certainly. It's www.bodyinmind.com, BODYINMIND.com. And when you get to the homepage, you'll see some of the samples of our most beautiful models and our best work. And there's
That's
some navigation.
Sure.
There's some navigation on the front page that'll lead you in various directions. We have quite a bit of writing on our site. Both my husband and I write, and we've also had guest columnists over the years, some psychologists and some other people that have contributed on the subject of beauty, just in various forms. We have an updated blog where we include news items that is relevant to this subject
mm-hmm.
from around the world, just stories that are relevant to beauty and how beautiful women are treated and perceived around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We also have obviously we have nude galleries that
mm-hmm.
you can see the thumbnails for each one. It's updated twice a week at least with various different photo sets, either from myself and my husband or from photographers that we work with.
Right.
And we have some non-nude pictures. We have quite a bit on the site that should be you know, entertaining to people who are interested in the subject
right.
in general. It's not, as you said before, it's not just eye candy, it's also mind candy. So if anyone is interested in trying to understand more, we also directly link to another site that we have called superbeauty.org. which is more of an activism site.
Right.
We involve people in stories where there are women around the world who are being persecuted for usually for crimes such as, you know, showing some skin underneath their burqa, or
right,
for
exactly.
wearing trousers, or for, or even in some tragic cases, the women that are, you know, they're sentenced to be stoned for being raped and things like that. So we want to get people involved in that, and we direct them to that site for that kind of thing.
Right. Good. Your main site is a membership site.
It is for the nude galleries.
Good. And is it possible for people to buy your images?
We have had some interest in that in the past,
uh-huh.
and mostly we found that our visitors seem to like the idea of downloading zips that we have
of
our images. We've certainly looked into that possibility. If people wanted to print off a certain image, our images are of a large enough size that you could actually print them off yourself
and
put them up on the wall if you want.
Good. Terrific. Well, until next week then, we will be seeing you in cyberspace.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Leanne.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pretty amazing show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. I'm so glad you could join me. Tune in next week for part two of my conversation with Leanne Bell and more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on Demand. There's no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute kind of deal. Remember that your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet, huh?
How far would I have to let her go to get my old job back? Are we talking over the shirt, frontsies, backsies, or would I really have to give her my gift?
I'm going to go with the gift option. Listen, there's one more thing before we conclude. I want to make sure that you know about my new product review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Now it's easy to see what's hot and what's not in the world of adult products. I and the Dr. Dick review crew review all kinds of adult-related goodies. Sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Look for DrDickSexToyReviews.com. You'll be so glad you did. And look for all of Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section under Health Subcategory Sexuality, or just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. And don't forget to subscribe. Leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.